Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Seas and rivers, bless Adonai. Earth and mountains, exalt God forever. This day God gives me strength of high heaven, sun and moon shining, flame in my heart, flashing of lightning, wind in its swiftness, depths of the ocean, firmness of earth. This day God sends me strength as my guardian, might to uphold me, wisdom as guide. Your eyes are watchful, your ears are listening, your lips are speaking, friend at my side. God's way is my way, God's shield is round me, God's host defends me, saving from ill. Angels of heaven, drive from me always all that would harm me, stand by me still. Rising, I thank you, mighty and strong one, love of creation, giver of rest, firmly confessing God in three persons, oneness of Godhead, Trinity blessed. O Holy One, show us the radiance of your mercy and compassion. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Show your hand to the Gentiles, that they may realize your power. As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you. Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm. Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Holy One, show us the radiance of your mercy and compassion.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Blessed be the God and Abba of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Abba of compassion and the God of all encouragement, who encourages us in our every affliction, so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction, with the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God. Thanks be to God.
All blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be known as the children of God. All blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be known as the children of God. They are the salt of the earth, and a light for all the world. They shall be known as the children of God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. How blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be known as the children of God. Jesus sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. Happy the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. Happy the pure in heart. They shall see God.
That with the poor we may be willing to enter the reign of God. That with those who mourn we extend comfort and consolation. That with the meek we may take care of earth. That with those who hunger and thirst for justice, we may all be satisfied. That with those who are merciful, we may be moved with compassion. For all of these, we pray the words that Jesus gave us.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God, with wisdom and love you have created all things, and embrace all that you have made with your gentle strength. Come and teach us the ways of love, so that we may live in harmony and peace, now and forever. Amen. May the Holy One bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.